majority is right in this case. All right, so let's think about, well, first of all, let's think about this. Two things are important to say here. Alice and Alice Prime touch the two ends of the platform simultaneous for them. Okay, what do Bob and Bob Prime see? The Bob and Bob Prime, so here's Bob and Bob Prime. They are, this is the platform extending between them. Okay, they're moving like this, but now we've caught up with them, and so the platform is just at rest. Okay, if the two, if Alice and Alice Prime touch both ends simultaneously for them, will it be simultaneous for Bob and Bob Prime? Okay, which end will Bob see Alice or Alice Prime touch first? Look at this picture. Which end? Okay. So according to Bob and Bob Prime, let's see. This is their platform at t equals 0. This is their platform at t equals 1. Oh, look. Alice Prime touches that end of the platform. And then at t equals 2, according to Bob and Bob Prime, Alice touches the left end. So Alice Prime touches the right end at t equals 1. And then Alice Prime, then Alice touches the left end at t equals 2. Okay, so what they see is this. They see Alice Prime touch this end at t equals 1, and at t equals 2, Alice touches that end. So they see this, 1 second later, this. Okay, so Alice and Alice Prime are measuring the length of the rod in their space. Here it goes whipping by. They put their hands around it simultaneously. Simultaneous for Alice and Alice Prime is not simultaneous for Bob and Bob Prime. Bob and Bob Prime see this, then this. Okay. So let's actually draw that in a slightly different diagram and get a sense of what's going on here. So here's what Bob and Bob Prime see. So there's Bob at one end, there's Bob Prime at the other end. Okay. When t is equal to 1 second, according to this clock over here, and according to this clock over here, so simultaneously, when time in this frame is 1 second, they see Alice Prime touch that end. Okay? And Alice is somewhere over there. Okay? And then a short time later, here's Bob and Bob Prime again. When the Bob and Bob Prime clocks read 2, they see Alice touch the left end. Okay? So when both of their clocks read 2, they see that Alice has touched this end. And this is Alice Prime over here. Okay? So from the Alice and Alice Prime point of view, Bob and Bob Prime are drifting to the right, but from the Bob and Bob Prime point of view, they see Alice and Alice Prime drifting to the left. Okay? So this is Alice and Alice Prime drifting to the left. Okay? So, and they first see Alice Prime stick out her hand like this, drift to the left, then Alice stick out her hand and touch the end. Okay? So if you look at that picture, if you think about it from that point of view, the Bobs are looking at the two Alices, and they're saying, well, you're not measuring the length of this rod properly, right? You're going about it all wrong. What you're doing is, first of all, so this is the rod, this is the thing, this is the platform sitting in front of us, and what you're doing is you're touching this end first, okay? And then allowing yourself to drift over and then touch this end. Okay, so you touch this end, and then you wait a second. Okay, and during the time that you're waiting, well, you're drifting this way. So your left hand is obviously going to have to be closer to your right hand to measure the length of that rod. Okay, and so you're going to say, so the Bob and Bob Prime look at the Alice and Alice Prime and say, well, obviously you're going to measure a shorter length. Okay, just because you're not doing it properly. Okay, but the Alice and Alice Prime say, well, I am doing it properly. This is this platform whipping by. I've got both hands around at the same time. I can fit that platform in this space.
And then they go and they compare it to their little meter stick, and they measure the amount of space that that rod occupies, or that platform occupies. Okay? So does that make sense? Yeah.
Like, they would have to be the same length as Bob and Bob Prime anyway, like, to get, because you said both of them measure simultaneously, but if like, the both of them measure at the same time, they're obviously going to get a short distance on the actual length.
Yeah. So are you worried about the fact that they are, to begin with,
yeah,
sort of, we've sort of rigged things,
yeah,
so that the distance between them is already such that that it will match the length of the platform they see?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have rigged it. It's just that drawing the sort of the general situation, the diagram becomes much more complicated. So what we're just trying to do here is say, let's do it this way. Let's forget about Alice and Alice Prime for a minute. Okay, so we just get rid of these. And we say, okay, well, that's just Bob and Bob Prime moving through the Alice and Alice Prime space. And now what we're going to do is we are going to adjust the location of Alice and Alice Prime and the width of their platform such that it will be exactly correct, so that when Bob and Bob Prime drift by, Bob and Bob Prime platform is exactly the length of the Alice and Alice Prime platform. Okay, so we're just going to rig it that way, just so that we can make a nice neat diagram. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to say, first of all, Alice and Alice Prime need to touch both ends simultaneously. Okay, so it has to be, the two events have to be somewhere on a horizontal line. So let's pick any horizontal line, let's pick that one. Okay, and then we say, let's, on this horizontal line, at t equals 0, let's place Alice over here. So that means that she's at rest in this frame, so Alice sits here. Okay, and then and at the same time, we want Alice Prime to be located at the right end of the platform. So let's just put her over here. Okay, and so we're pre-rigging the positions of Alice and Alice Prime in these pictures. But it doesn't change the fact that it's, you know, that it's a valid thing to do. Okay, so I want you to understand this is rather bizarre, right? Because if you look back at this picture here, this is like bizarre, because what's happening for Alice and Alice Prime is this. Alice and Alice Prime touch both ends of that rod simultaneously. Okay? Now suppose that Bob and Bob Prime have clocks. Okay, so here's the Bob clock, okay, and here is the Bob Prime clock. From the Bob and Bob Prime point of view, those clocks are synchronized. They're toom, toom, toom. It reads 0, 0, 1, 1, 2, 2, and so on as time goes on. Okay? And what's happening here is Alice and Alice Prime touch both ends simultaneously for them. Well, let's see. What is Alice touching? She's touching this platform when the clocks read 1. Okay? So the hands of the clock here read, say, 1. Alice's hand, or the left hand, is touching the platform when the clocks read 2. Okay, so that's further. That's like that. More time elapsed. So if the hands of this clock were actually just physical hands of a clock going around and around and around like this, and Alice could touch that clock and feel the location of the hands of those clocks, she would feel in her right hand this clock over here reading 1, and she would feel in her left hand this clock reading 2. Simultaneously, this clock reads 1, I can feel it with my hands. This clock reads 2, I can feel it with my hands. Okay, so she's touching this platform where the left hand is in the future of the right hand. Right? So this is a platform just in somebody's space, right? Bob and Bob Prime, whatever, I just got my ordinary platform. When you look at that platform in another space, okay, from Alice and Alice Prime's point of view, this platform is drifting in their space. When the Alice and Alice Prime reach into that moving space and touch both ends, this hand reaches into the future of that hand. Or this one is in the past of that hand. It's like it's physical like that. It's like that real. Isn't that freaky?
Yeah.
Say Alice and Alice Prime had really long fingers, and when they touched both ends, like for an instant, they touched fingers with each other, right? That would be a third event now. Alice's fingers touch Alice Prime's fingers, right?
Okay.
But it could only occur if their hands hit simultaneously, because they only touch fingers for a second.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then they let go.
Right.
So in Alice Prime's space, that makes sense, because in their space, it's simultaneous, right?
Yeah.
The fingers touch.
Yeah.
And that moment is simultaneous with these two events.
Yeah.
But in Bob and Bob Prime's space, that event couldn't take place because they're like this, right?
Okay, so let's try to draw that in a space-time diagram. Okay, so space-time diagrams are your friend. Okay, so... So here is, actually, okay, before we do the space-time diagram, let's just draw it in space. So here's this platform, and what you're saying, if I understand you correctly, is they have really long fingers, and so they slap it like this. This hand touch simultaneously, and their long fingers bend over like this, and they meet at the back here at the same time.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see. So what that means is, in this space-time diagram, the two palms hit here at the same time, boom, and the fingers touch right in the middle at the same time. So we're talking about three events like this.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see, what do the Bob and Bob Prime see? Well, let's put a clock right in the middle here. Okay, so this one here occurs when the Bob and Bob Prime clocks read 1, and this one occurs when it reads 2, so this one occurs when the clocks read
1.5.
Okay, so this is 1, this is 2, this is 1.5. So what Bob and Bob Prime will see is this one first, the palm hit here, then the fingers meet here half a second later, and then half a second later the palm hits there.
How can the fingers meet?
What? Yeah.
How can the fingers meet without the palm? Over here. Like, how can you have like a palm here and fingers meeting here but no palm here?
Yeah, so yeah, that's tricky.
Like fingers materialize backwards or something?
Yeah. Yeah. No. I see the difficulty. Yeah. That's that's a bit tricky. Yeah. So okay. So the palm hits here. Okay. So well, let's look at it this way. So, in doing this and having the fingers moving through space, that makes it complicated. So let's just think of a simpler situation where basically a simpler thing is just this, where the Alice's clocks are here, and we just and the Alice's they just go like this. They slap the entire rod like this, all at the same time, like that. Then the Bobs will see these clocks all reading different times. Yeah.
The fingers are already meet when she's touching the clocks. You can now imagine that she first touched the clocks, and then fingers meet. And so they would need a certain time to move, and then would have the first the hands touch the clocks, and then fingers meet. You draw that into a space-time diagram, and you have this third event.
They would be up here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's reinterpret this and say that instead we have Alice holds her hands like this, and her fingers are very long, so that she goes like this, and the instant her palms are touching, her fingers touch.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it would be this situation here. But if we have to allow time for her long fingers to slap over like that, then yeah, it would be up there. In which case, where would it occur? So we're further up. Well, let me draw it down. So we're further up here. So the meeting of the fingers would not happen in the middle of the rod. From Bob and Bob Prime's point of view, the meeting of the fingers would happen over there.
But this situation is still possible, right? In which case, they would meet at the same time as the palms, if this is the size of the palm.
It would meet at the same times as the palm in Alice and Alice Prime's, but it would meet at different times for Bob and Bob Prime. And the meeting would happen not in the center. Yeah, there is length contraction of hands. So let's actually, okay. What? How much time do we have? Okay.
Okay. One more question on this, because I did want to get to some really cool stuff. Okay.
Alice and Alice Prime are on the same platform, right? So regardless if whether they're at rest or whatever, they're always at the same velocity. So, so shouldn't they, like, if 1 second elapses for Alice, that same second will elapse for Alice Prime, right?
Yep.
So why is it that at the same point in time that Alice's clock reads 1 and Alice Prime's clock reads 2, if both of them, like, have a moving at the same velocity or at rest or whatever?
So, for anyone at rest, so here's Alice and Alice Prime. Their clocks are synchronized, and for anyone at rest with respect to this to this platform here, they would say no matter what kind of measurements they did. Suppose there's someone standing over here. No matter what measurements they did, sending light signals or whatever, and correcting for the time it takes light to travel, et cetera, they would say yes, those clocks are simultaneous. But if someone is moving. Okay, if someone is moving with respect to those to that platform, well, then all bets are off, and those clocks may not read the same time.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So these clocks are simultaneous. When they click 1, 2, 3, those events, 1, 2, 3, are simultaneous for these guys, but they're not simultaneous for this guy. So this guy will see the clock reading different. Another way to say this is, suppose you have, like, a car. Okay, and you put along that car with like double sided tape a whole bunch of clocks along the whole length of it, like this. Okay, and that clock is whipping along really fast. Okay, so here's Bob with like you know pedals and metal. Okay, and he's whipping along really fast. And for him, what he's done is he's synchronized all of those clocks. Like he's at rest with respect to the car. He could get out of the car, walk around, everything's perfectly normal. Well, I don't know how easily he could get out at 90% of the speed of light, but whatever. He just looks around his car and he sees everything's normal, everything's at rest, right? And he synchronizes all these clocks all is fine, right? And then this car whips by somebody and they take a snapshot of this car. They will see all of these clocks reading different times.
Okay.
So you will see, so what will you see? Well, I'll let you think about it. You will either see this clock ahead of that clock or behind. I'll let you think about that. So you're sort of seeing the car at, or let's suppose that it's Bob who's moving like this. And he's moving really fast. Then it's sort of like you're seeing Bob sort of tilted in time. Okay, you're seeing, let's suppose it's future here and past here, okay? You're sort of seeing Bob's head, say, 5 years later than his feet, okay? So his feet, you know, they're little like baby feet and he has old man head or something. Right? So it's like that, but exaggerated. Okay, so, it's freaky. It's sort of like, it's really this. Remember that picture there with all these lights? Okay? Any object occupies not only space, but also time. It also exists in time. So here is an object, this box. It occupies some volume of space. But as time goes on, it continues to occupy that volume. So t equals 0, it's there. T equals 1, it's there. In fact, it's there for all time continuously. Okay, so an object, any object, occupies actually a four-dimensional volume of space-time. Okay, the ordinary three-dimensional volume, plus it's sitting there for all time. So this is my object at going from there to there along the x-axis at t equals 0, goes from there to there along the x-axis at t equals 1, and so on. Okay, but this is true for all times, and so it's actually a continuous, it's a full solid. Okay, so any object occupies a four-dimensional volume in space-time. Okay, so that's what that object looks like. This is what that object looks like to me when I'm at rest with respect to it, or it's at rest with respect to me, okay, so it's not moving in space. If someone is walking by that object like this and looking at it, you know, measuring the its length, looking at clocks all over it, and so on and so forth, what they are seeing is that's their time axis, that's their space axis. What they're doing is they're seeing different cross-sections of it. Okay, so what I see are the horizontal cross-sections of this. When my clock reads 0, I see that cross-section. When my clock reads 1, I see that cross-section. So I'm seeing different cross-sections of this four-dimensional object as time goes on. Bob and Bob prime, or Bob, because he's drifting by or whatever, with all the Bobs along Bob prime, Bob double prime along that, that x-axis, they see different cross-sections. They see that cross-section. At the, a later time, they see that cross-section, then that cross-section. Okay, so it's a four-dimensional object. You're just slicing it up differently. Okay, so Alice and Alice prime say, yeah, okay, I see those two points as simultaneous. Bob and Bob prime, they're looking at a point of the object, like on the right-hand side of the object, the point they're looking at is actually in the future of the point on the left-hand side, according to Alice and Alice prime. It's just different slices of the same four-dimensional object. Right. Okay. So what I want to focus on right now is something that we had talked about at the, near the beginning, which is understanding principle P2 prime. Does anybody remember what P2 prime said? Switch observer and switch source. Okay, so principle P2 prime is this principle of the constant of velocity of light, but the one that Einstein did not say. Okay, it's the one that says something really bizarre, which is, if I have a source at rest there, a flashlight shining light towards me, if I'm at rest with respect to it, sure, I measure speed c. But this principle here, P2 prime, says that not only will I measure c under those circumstances, but if I run toward that light, I will also measure c. If I run away from it, I will also measure c. That's completely incomprehensible. It doesn't make any sense at all. If light is a wave, there's no way. This wave is moving at some speed c, at 5 meters per second, this way. If I'm moving toward it, I'm going to measure a faster speed. If I'm running away from it, I'm going to measure a slower speed. If light is a particle, if it's firing out particles like this, well, those particles are flying through space like this at some rate. If I start running toward those particles, they're going to be coming at me faster. There's no way this makes sense. Either a wave picture of light, a particle picture of light, there's no picture of light for which this could make sense. And yet, as I asked you to think about, this is actually a logical consequence of P1 and P2, the two believable principles. Okay, so how is it possible? Well, it required a new understanding of space and time. And in particular, it required the realization that simultaneous for me is not simultaneous for everyone. Okay, and so let's look at that. Okay, so we'll take the simplest case first, which is I got a flashlight at rest over there, and a flashlight at rest over here, and I'm going to measure the speed of light, and I'm at rest with respect to those flashlights. Okay, so that's the first case. Okay, so I'll sketch the picture first, and then talk about it. Okay, so there's the Bob. So there's Bob at rest, and there's Bob prime at rest. Okay, and they have, and there's a platform connecting between them of some length L. Okay, and let me just sketch this part of it. So these are light beams.
Is this CPB and CPB?
Yeah. All of these time axes are C times time. So this is Alice.
CP Alice.
Okay, so there's something going on in Alice's space. And what's and time here? In Alice's space and time, what's going on is very simple. Bob is standing over here at rest, and Bob prime is standing over here at rest next to her, some distance L away. Okay, and we've got a flashlight over here, okay, which emits a pulse of light. Okay, at this point, so that flashlight is located over there. At t equals 0, according to Alice's time over here, okay, this flashlight sends out a beam of light, pulse of light, which travels at 45 degrees, it's traveling this way, 45 degrees, speed of light with respect to Alice. Okay, and let's see. So what we know is because pulse of light starts over here, way over there, it drifts to the left at the speed of light, or at some speed, we're going to measure that speed. Okay, then first it hits Bob prime, and then it drifts across that platform, and then it hits Bob. Okay, remember that this platform occupies this entire four-dimensional volume in between. Right? So the platform at a later time, the slice we're looking at is this one over here. Okay. So the pulse of light starts at one end and travels across to the other end. And because this is 45 degrees here, if that distance is L, what is that distance? That distance is also L. Okay, remember, we're measuring this in meters and that in meters. Okay? So, but physically, what is this L? What is the distance between there and there? What does that represent physically? Time it takes for light to travel across the platform. Okay, actually C times. This is CTV. This is CTV time. So it's C times the time it takes for light to travel across. So that's C times the change in the reading on Bob's clock. Okay. So if we were to measure the velocity according to Bob, well, that's just distance over time. The distance involved here is what?
L.
The time involved is? No. Delta TV. What is delta TV?
L over C.
This is? Okay, so the velocity is speed of light. Same deal for a ray of light coming from the other side. Okay, so now we have a flashlight located over there. At t equals 0, according to Alvin's clock, this flashlight emits a pulse of light. It travels to the right. It first hits the left end of the platform. It drifts across the platform, hits the right end. And the time taken is this. Same deal, you'll get velocity c. Okay, so that's trivial. Okay, now let's go on to the non-trivial case, which is what happens if Bob and Bob prime are moving to the right. Okay, so they're running now toward the flashlight. They're running toward that flashlight and away from that flashlight simultaneously. Okay, so we're going to actually kill two birds with one stone. That's why I like killing birds. I actually don't. I'm not trying to suggest that. Okay. So this is Alice's space, Alice's time, but now Bob and Bob Prime are running toward that flashlight and away from that one, means that they're drifting through Alice and Alice, through Alice's space. Okay, so here we go. This is a bit trickier, this diagram. Okay, so let's draw that one, and then that one, and then Bob Prime. Okay, and okay, let's just pick this point here. Okay, so if this is Bob's time axis, where is his space axis?
Same angle.
Okay, so I go 45 degrees and take halfway 45 of this. Does that look like about the same angle? Okay, so let's try that. Okay, so that's the platform. And halfway in between is speed of light. So that angle is the same as that angle. Okay, draw this here. Okay, and let's see here. So let's start with this guy. I'm trying to draw something at 45 here. Okay, and I heard out of room at the top there. Okay, so let's start. So there's our flashlight, and at t equals 0, same as before, at t equals 0 according to Alice's clock, this flashlight clicks on, it sends a pulse of light moving through Alice's space at the speed of c. It first hits Bob prime, the right end of the platform. That platform occupies this entire volume of space-time. It drifts across the platform, hits Bob at the left end of the platform at that event. Okay. So we have the platform at two times, according to Bob and Bob prime. The first time is when the light beam hits the right end, and the second is when the light beam hits the left end. So this is the rod later on, or the platform. Okay, and it joins up over here. So now let's see here. This angle is the same as this angle. What do you think about these two distances? This is right bisecting this 45.
Same.
Okay, so basically, if Bob and Bob Prime are using a meter stick, they will go doom, 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 and say, oh yes, the length of our platform is L, 7 meters or something. Okay, we are plotting C times TB over here. Okay, so when we plot meters versus meters, then just because of the symmetry of this, you can see that this is also going to be L. Okay, and that's the time according to Bob. The elapsed time between when this light pulse hits the right end, that's an event. At the right end of the platform, bang, that light has hit the right end. This event here is simultaneous with that event. Okay, so Bob at this side says, hey, Bob Prime, I noticed that the light beam hit your end here, okay, when my clock read this. So Bob's clock reads, say, 7 here, and Bob Prime's clock also reads 7. Those are simultaneous. Okay, and then that ray of light travels across that platform, and meanwhile, time is ticking for Bob at the left end of the platform. And the number of seconds ticked is this same L over here. Okay, and then he receives the signal at his end of the platform. Okay, so what is the velocity that Bob sees? Well, it's this distance over time according to Bob and Bob Prime. What is the distance that the light ray traveled? Just L, same as before. What is the time? The time delta TB is the same as before, L over C. And that's C. Okay? And similarly, we could extend this ray of light here up to where it meets here. Okay? And extend it back. Okay, so this is the flashlight. So now they're running. That's the flashlight located over there. They are running away from that flashlight. Okay, so this light beam is chasing after them. Okay, but since they're going at less than the speed of light, it will eventually catch up with them. It'll hit the left end of the platform here, and then it will continue on and eventually hit the right end of the platform here. Okay. And so the distance it traveled is the same thing. L. The time it took is the distance from there to there. Okay, but the distance from there to there is the same as distance from there to there. This is just this square, which has been like squashed like this into a diamond shape. Okay, so it's all symmetrical. So both of them, either if they're running toward the flashlight or away from the flashlight, will measure the same speed of light c. And this requires something very special about the nature of space and time. It requires that this space axis tilt.
Okay, there's a tilt in the space axis. You can see that if I didn't have a tilt in that space axis, I wouldn't have this nice symmetry. It would all just fall apart. This tilting of the space axis, this relativity of simultaneity, the fact that if those two events are simultaneous for Bob and Bob Prime, like that, they're not simultaneously for Alice. This happens first, then this. That tilt is required to explain how it is possible and completely natural, running toward or away from the flashlight, you measure the same speed c. It required a revision of our basic understanding of what space and time are. Okay, does that make sense? Excellent. How much time do we have?